Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor, and joining us right now on the line is Elizabeth Schultz, who is a Fairfax County School Board member, a good friend of this program. She comes on quite often. We asked her to come in because there was this amazing development that we first heard about last Friday, where the Fairfax County Democratic Committee board member, Sue Langley, or she actually is the head of the Democratic Committee for Fairfax County, called for Elizabeth Schultz to resign simply because she tweeted something about the Trump campaign. Elizabeth Schultz, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian and Larry.
All right, so what was this all about? What did you tweet that upset the Democrats so badly?
First of all, I'm going to acknowledge Tom Fitton. What a great patriot he is. Because, frankly, we wouldn't be having all the treats we're having this Halloween. It'd be a lot scarier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No doubt about that. All right, so what did you do, and why are the Democrats upset?
What did you do now, Elizabeth Schultz?
Yeah, come on, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what didn't I do? So this time, we're in hot water with the Democrats for breaching something called the First Amendment and daring to support Donald Trump for president. And the fact that I won't back down and that I won't heal to the Democrats' call to repudiate my choice of my First Amendment right for the presidential candidate whom I choose, they've said, nope, we can't have this woman who supports the presidential candidate of her choice on the school board. That's dangerous for children, and we now have to get her off the board. And I'm sure I'm on all kinds of watch lists because I dared to support the First Amendment right. You know, as funny as this is, you know, we've got something really scary going on here, and you heard it certainly in the segment with Tom Fenton. And now what you're seeing in this call, this crazy call by the Democrats, is, you know, liberty is at stake. It is frightening to me that we've got a corruption of liberty, we've got the suborning of freedom, and we have the imperiling of prosperity at the hands of people who will see, you know, and practically promise the First and Second Amendment, you know, are on the chopping block with their candidate. And then you've got the filing. This is the big note, the bomb that went off amidst the bombshells that came on Friday, that the Supreme Court is picking up the case of the Virginia School Board on transgender rights in schools, and whether or not we're going to have a situation where the Supreme Court is going to be confirming a political agenda that has been rife throughout the nation.
Yeah, well, I would love to take this back to this suggestion, Elizabeth Schultz, that as a member of the Fairfax County School Board, you're not allowed to tweet out a political position. Now, Sue Langley, she is the head of the Democratic Committee in Fairfax. She says the fact is, if she was a private citizen, wouldn't care about her political views, but she's not a private citizen. Elizabeth Schultz holds an elected position in Fairfax, a position that is supposed to be nonpartisan. And again, the tweet in question is a tweet in support of Donald Trump. Now, I'm looking at your colleague Ryan McIlvain's Twitter feed right now. You laugh, right? Ryan McIlvain is an incredibly active school board member. He seems to champion liberal causes. On July 22nd, he tweeted out a picture. Now, July 22nd is the day that Tim Kaine was announced as the running mate for
right.
Hillary Clinton.
All right.
There's a picture of a young Ryan McIlvain working on the Kaine for U.S. Senate campaign alongside Tim Kaine there in the picture. And he tweeted out that picture and says, "Always proud to carry this guy's sign." Congratulations, Tim Kaine. So, Elizabeth Schultz, it seems to me that one partisan position is acceptable and another partisan position is not.
Hey, this is just the case with Hillary Clinton. You know, what's good for one side is not good for another. There's two different sets of rules. And that's my buddy Ryan, who certainly is my colleague, but is also a former employee of the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. So you see where the sets of rules lie, is that you can become a target as, quote-unquote, not a private citizen, as if you give up your First Amendment rights if you become an elected official.
Yeah,
the preposterous notion that we have the Bill of Rights, for everybody, except if you're an elected official, the wrong consonant after your name.
Well, hold on a minute. Now, we just need to get a straight answer from you on this. I mean, I hate to be the person that asks you so directly about this, but I think I have an obligation to make sure that we have a clear understanding of your position. Sue Langley, the head of the Fairfax County Democratic Committee, has called for you to resign, to step down from the school board because you supported Donald Trump in a tweet. For the record, if I could just have it on the record here, Elizabeth, are you going to step down? And if not, what do you have to say to Sue Langley?
Gentlemen, I have a very big announcement to make on your show. You're good friends of mine, and I'm going to have to break it to all of Fairfax County that I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, there's a shocker. All right. Well, you're going to continue this fight, I'm sure, though.
Yes, and Sue Langley is going to have far far more tricks up her sleeve, I fear, and the rest of the Democratic Party in the most crucial county in a swing state, governed by Terry McAuliffe under federal investigation, and they come after me, a school board member.
Yeah, Elizabeth Schultz.
What a shame.
I want to just illustrate the totalitarian nature of this, that the Democratic Party, they don't allow you, they want you to step down because you tweeted support for Donald Trump. How many members of the Fairfax County School Board total? How many are there?
There are 12.
There are 12. And so you're one voice out of 12 that has tweeted out support of Donald Trump. Now, you don't know this for sure, but if you had to give me an educated guess, of the remaining 11 board members, how many do you think are likely to retweet you?
Two. Maybe.
There you go.
On a good day.
There you go. So they kind of have the numbers there, and yet they still have no tolerance for you, Elizabeth Schultz. How dare you? Listen, we appreciate you joining us as this story develops. It's obviously something that's important to us. And just one word of advice, though, because I have noticed here that you follow both myself and Brian on Twitter. When it comes to Twitter activity, if you do want to stay out of trouble, just please do not retweet us. Whatever. Much worse.
If you think that you're causing problems for
that's
them,
right.
Yeah.
I'll live tweet the Bachelorette sometimes, and that can get very ugly.
Yeah.
I'll take you on my team any day.
I love the fact that she's under their skin. I really do. All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
By the way, I just retweeted Ryan McIlvain's
picture
with Tim Kaine there in his support. It's a kind of a political stand for a board member. So
I think he has to resign.
I think that needs some retweets as well, and I think everyone should let Ryan McIlvain on the Fairfax County School Board know exactly what they think of his partisan political activities in what's supposed to be a nonpartisan position.